This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Free Talk Live. It's Free Talk Live. We're kicking off the second hour of the program. Phones are open as always. You can join us here. The number is 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. You're still welcome to comment on the shooting in Indianapolis, which was stopped quickly by a heroic young man with a concealed carried gun that he was concealing against the rules of the property. Led to an interesting discussion about property rights. You're welcome to call in and comment. 603-283-6160. Here tonight, it's Ian.
Aria.
And Conan.
We're going to go to your calls and thoughts. And Aria, you want to tell us what the latest is from the military recruiting. Are they having
an article from Military Times, one of my favorite news sources.
We'll get into that coming up here in just a moment. But first, we go to Olivia on the line in Arizona. Go ahead, Olivia.
Hey, I had a few thoughts about the different things you've talked about tonight. So, Ian, you made a great point about carrying a gun. You know, just like if you're going to nullify on a jury. You don't go into jury duty telling everyone, oh, by the way, I'm going to nullify this. It's a law, stupid. You just keep that in your pocket, mm-hmm. and you pull that out if the situation calls for it, just like a gun, you know?
Yeah.
And as far as shopping carts go, I'm really lucky to work at a store called Ross for Less. It's like a nice discount store.
Sure.
And they have a really neat policy. Like, I love working there. One reason is that you don't have to go collect the carts because they have this long pole on them that if you try to leave with the cart, it'll, like, bump the top of the door. And so people can't take the carts out. I mean, they could
oh.
if they really wanted to.
You can't even, what you're saying is you can't even leave the store with the cart.
How do you get your groceries to your car, though?
It's a clothing store.
How do you get your clothing to your car?
Oh, you can pull, like, if you buy, like, a large piece of furniture or a really big rug or something, you just pull up to the door and we help you load it. And then you drive off.
You know who does it right, right?
Mm. Aldi.
Aldi. Mm-hmm. They have a system where you insert a quarter into the cart itself, and you unlock it, and you can use the cart anywhere you want. But if you want your quarter back, you've got to take it back to the cart.
And
the cart
kind of
line.
People that shop at Aldi are looking to cut, you know, costs.
Oh,
so they want that quarter back.
Everything about Aldi is so good. The scanners are so fast.
Yet.
I mean, they are so fast. It is amazing.
They are fast.
I'll go to one of the other competing stores to get something that, because Aldi only carries like the basics. So mm-hmm. if I want some tahini or something, I got to go to another store. And I'm standing in line, and it's old people, there's old cashiers, and it's like, come on, man. And then I go to Aldi's, and it's like super, it's like lightning quick. And
yeah,
I'm like,
we got like 3 bags of food at the Hannaford, which is the more higher end grocer here, more normal, I guess, grocer compared to Aldi, which is a discount, and we paid like twice as much for 3 bags of groceries at Aldi. You've never been?
No. I can't believe you, Arya.
I don't do a whole lot of grocery shop. I do now.
Can I tell you what you're not going to see in the Aldi parking lot? Loose carts. Loose Aldi carts.
Every now and then.
I've never seen one time, and you know what I did? I got that cart.
Hell yeah.
When got my
quarter.
I got someone else's quarter.
Well, that's the thing. Aldi incentivizes customers to return carts. They don't have a person returning carts because, as you point out, the people who go to the store are incentivized to do it.
Yeah. By the way, the cashiers do everything. They stock. They work in the back, and they run the registers. It's just
and they're timed, by the way. There's a Free Stater who moved here. She got a job at Aldi, and she came to a recent meetup and was telling us about it. We were asking her questions about what she's doing.
Yeah.
And she says she's brand new, but she's managed to make the minimum cut or whatever because they time those.
Oh, yeah.
Those cashiers.
Oh, yeah. I'm glad they do it, too.
A certain number of scanning every minute.
When I worked at Walmart for almost a decade ago, I was always extremely proud of my scans per minute. And I wasn't even the cashier, but I would go up there and I would get to the, cause I was there and I was proud of my numbers, data, and my stats, and I would beat out the regulars and then of course get the nose. But anyways, Livia, Aldi's is hiring.
I haven't been to an Aldi's either. I have to admit that, but I really called about pets in stores, right? So
Mongrels. Dirty, stinky, drippy mongrels.
How dare you say that about my dog? She's so sweet.
Not everyone's dog is sweet.
Mine is.
Go ahead, Olivia.
So I've had a lot of experience with that because Ross is pet friendly and people will bring in not only dogs, but I've seen people bring in cats, cats on leashes, even a bird one time in a backpack, like a clear backpack that's designed for birds. But I have to tell you this, right? So you're complaining about the dogs like messing up. I've never had to clean up after a dog.
I have.
Store, and I've worked there for years. But I have had to clean up after people. People will throw up on the floor. People will not flush the toilet.
They will smear
stuff. It'll splatter everywhere. It's disgusting. God. It reminds me of this meme.
That's enough description. Thank you.
I've heard the story, by the way, having known plenty of people over my time that luckily I didn't have to clean the bathrooms when I was in retail, but having known, you know, girlfriends or whatever that have, and they always say the women's bathrooms are the worst.
What's up with that?
I don't know, man. It's gross. People, I won't even go into it. But
please don't.
Is it some kind of reverse projecting where they spend all their days cleaning their own bathrooms and having it all tidy and neat?
I don't know.
Then they go out into public and they're like, screw this place.
I've never heard it out
on the bathrooms?
I've never heard a good explanation besides the fact that women do the hovering thing, and maybe that's a factor, but I don't know. Is this what, you know, like Ari says, we can't get too detailed, you know, gory with the details on this, but has that been your experience? Have you had to clean the men's restroom at Ross versus the women's restroom, and have you found the women's restroom is worse?
I never had to clean the men's restroom, but the women's restroom can be really bad.
Yeah.
And I just, sometimes people use the bathroom in the sitting rooms as well. They'll just use the sitting room as a bath. It's disgusting.
Oh, my God.
Funny. Yeah, it's like...
Where do you live? Out in Arizona, right? Yeah, I told you, man. It's the desert sun out there cooking people's brains.
I don't think so, Aria. I think you're going to encounter this kind of behavior you're dealing with
the
public.
Texas happens. It happens in Texas, too. But I wanted to read this sign, this meme from a hotel. It said, dogs are welcome in this hotel. We never had a dog that smoked in bed and set fire to the blankets. We never had a dog that stole our towels and played the TV too loud or had a noisy fight with his traveling companion. We never had a dog that got drunk and broke up the furniture. So if your dog can vouch for you, you're welcome, too.
That's cute.
The management.
Okay, let me just tell you. My parents rent, I think they rent homes out, and I was there for a couple of years, and I would help them whenever during the transfer, the changeover.
So you had to clean up.
We had to clean up after renters.
God.
And I'm going to tell you what.
It's awful.
There's a reason why some landlords do not allow pets into their homes, because the cat and dogs will do so much damage to a home. I'm serious. So much. It's like, I can't believe I have to pay an $800 deposit fee.
It doesn't cover it.
We have to replace all the carpet in the house because your dumbass dog or your cat that pissed everywhere.
Yeah.
$800 doesn't cover it.
Well, sure. I've been through it, man. It sucks. Olivia, anything else you want to share?
Yeah, I'll just say it's really nice when people bring their pets. I've only seen well-behaved pets, and it'll really bring out the best of, like, the people around me, because it's really funny. Like, all the people that work there will flock to a cute puppy or kitty. I've seen cats walk on leashes, and everyone will congregate around the customer, and they'll be really nice and let us pet it and stuff, and the managers will just watch and kind of smile, too, because everyone just, I don't know, it kind of brings this sense of community, and I don't know, it's just, kind of gives you the warm fuzzies.
Thanks, Olivia, for the call tonight. Definitely appreciate hearing from you. The number is 603-283-6160.
They just piss me off. So. I know what it is. I just figured it out.
They have store cats here in the Northeast. And I mean, I can't imagine being so miserable that having a random cat in the store with you doesn't brighten your day, right? I mean, that's bound to be one of the few things that should be able to make everyone on the planet happy. Is, oh, look, here's a kitty.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I agree with that, but I am a cat person. But I just realized how I hate dogs so much, and that's because I'm the male guy. I got to deal with nasty dogs all the time,
yeah.
Especially on Sundays.
How many times you had to pepper spray a dog?
I never, but I've been bitten once.
Oof.
But I almost got bit last Sunday by a dog that I had never seen before.
You carry
brand
pepper
new,
spray
it,
or anything?
A pit bull, a freaking pit bull.
You carry spray or anything
I got,
like that?
It's, yeah, but it's in the wrong vehicle. But as far as the store cats, yeah. But I mean, is there carpet? Are their stores carpeted? Usually, they've got the easy to clean floor, is it? Yes, sure. I would admit, every store that has a cat, I will frequent those stores, and I'll go walking around the store looking for the cat before I start looking for what I need to buy.
All right, there's more coming up here, and you can join us. The number 603-283-6160. We're going to get into military recruiting difficulties coming up on Free Talk.
No matter if supply lines are down, product deliveries are slow, and that most everything costs more these days, you still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news. Sunny Bay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now. Like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender scented hands-free neck wraps. Or maybe you need one of our smaller lower back wraps. Great for seniors. Again, there's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find our new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
Are you prepared for more severe food shortages? It's likely that over the next year, serious food shortages will plague us. American farmers are dealing with insane diesel fuel prices and fertilizer shortages, which will lower crop yields. And that means your family's favorite foods will soon be in short supply while fetching sky-high prices. Inflation is the new normal, folks. It's time to act before things get even worse. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com without delay. You'll find ready-hour emergency food kits from My Patriot Supply that lasts up to 25 years in storage. Each kit provides over 2,000 calories a day to keep your energy up. Order your emergency food kits today by going to MyPatriotSupply.com. Your food ships fast and arrives in unmarked boxes. Listen, there are ways to beat food shortages. When you're ready for real preparedness, make sure to look for Ready Hour Foods from My Patriot Supply. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Americans have the most colorful language in the world, and that vibrant language is our basis for thinking in big ways, new ways, efficient ways, and better ways. Americans have freedom of speech. The pairing of our colorful language and freedom of speech has made us the people and the nation that we are today. Imagine what it would be like not having the freedom to speak our minds, communicate our thoughts and ideas, and hear those from others. Americans have a passion for and yearn for the truth. There are those who want to destroy our freedom and right to hear the truth. The truth is under attack. GCN is under attack. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to free speech. Would you like to join us? Please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. Please help us bring you the truth 24 hours per day. I'm Vincent Finelli.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at TeamG'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at TeamG'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. TeamG'day.com. TeamG'day.com.
We still do email. Drop your email address in the entry box at freetalklive.com, and you'll be kept in the loop with Free Talk Live.
Free Talk Live. Phones are open. You can join us here. Whether you want to talk about retail work experiences, we kind of got into a little bit about bad customers versus bad dogs. The number is 603.
Usually, they're one and the same.
Of course. Almost every time, a bad dog is going to have a bad owner.
Yeah, I think you can tell a lot by a mean, nasty dog.
Yep.
Is a good chance that customer is that owner is also a
awful,
mean, nasty person deep down inside.
Awful person. Yeah, I don't think dogs are born bad. I don't believe that. I mean, maybe somebody out there will make that claim, but I don't think so.
I mean, I suppose a dog could be born bad in the same way that a human can be born, you know, as a psychopath or whatever.
A bad apple, if you will.
Like, could just be. Something glitched in their brain. But
99.9% of them,
yeah.
it's the human.
It's probably very, very rare.
Well, dogs are pack animals, and they will, they evolve, and they will evolve according to their pack.
Sure.
Which is probably just, you know, mom, dad, and maybe some kids.
Right.
And that's
why my golden retriever is so cat-like, though. Because, like...
There's more cats in the house than dogs, and...
Yeah, I mean,
it's like the one boy growing up in a house full of women.
Yeah, I'm the only human that she hangs out with regularly. Otherwise, she's hanging out with three cats.
Right.
And, you know, that's how she thinks she's supposed to play now, is to go up and start trying to claw at people. She's so confused about how to be a dog.
Well, I can tell you one thing about dog people, nasty dogs, aggressive dogs, and biting dogs. I've been bitten once, and at least two other of my coworkers have also been bitten in the last 12 months.
You work for the post office.
I work for the post office. The one thing that every single one of these, and I've dealt with a lot of aggressive dogs, like every day.
Mm-hmm.
Most of them, these dogs that I've never seen, they're either new dogs or they're taking care of someone else's dog, or it's just a dog that's just been in the backyard, and they just let them out one day. And the one thing I can say that all of these customers with aggressive, nasty dog biters or biting dogs they have in common is they never, ever apologize or even admit I've been bitten. And the customers didn't even say sorry.
Wow, and they were there. They saw it.
They saw it happen. And this has happened to, I asked it the last girl that got bit. The owners wouldn't even admit. They tried to say that she was lying. She said they're bleeding down her leg. And the cops got involved. And they would not admit that their dog bit her.
Wow.
And they have never apologized. Guess who's not getting packages, by the way?
Right? Trashy.
Trashy customers. There's not a whole lot of you guys out there. You're not listening to this show, I know. Good people.
So what do you do when that happens? Like, you stop delivering their packages and make them go pick them up from the post office?
Exactly.
That's fair.
Yeah.
The number 603-283-6160, Bitcoin.com, great source for learning about cryptocurrency. If you're ready to start learning about Bitcoin and Bitcoin Cash, get on over to Bitcoin.com and click Get Started at the top of the page. They will give you some introductory videos. You got to get some of these basic concepts down about decentralized currency. What is it that makes it special? Why do you need to care about it? They'll help you with that. Why is it so amazing? Why are so many people so interested in this? Why is it worth over $20,000 per Bitcoin right now? And no, you don't have to buy a whole Bitcoin. You can buy a fraction.
Yeah, but it's getting to that point where you kind of can after you put a little
savings. Go to Bitcoin.com, click Get Started at the top of the page. Although it's been going up a little bit in the last few days.
It's gone up at least 1,000. Is it 23 now?
I think it scraped it. I don't know if it...
Yeah. Well, I mean, just look at the data, guys. I mean, it's at like every 2.5-3 years.
23.4 right
now. It falls. And then it goes right back up and keeps on going.
Sometimes it takes it a few years to go back up.
Yeah, it hit the $23,000 mark or whatever last time, and then it fell back down to like $8,000 for like a few years.
A couple years, yeah. Anyway, Bitcoin.com, you got to learn about it first, so click Get Started at the top of the page. If you're not brand new to crypto and you want to get the latest headlines, just head over to news.bitcoin.com. They got them for you there. Of course, you can buy cryptos through Bitcoin.com and so many other cool features. It's all over there at Bitcoin.com. We continue here. Aria, you wanted to get into the military. U.S. military having trouble recruiting. We've talked before about how police departments have been having trouble recruiting for the last several years in the United States because, well, a lot of people don't want to be oppressing their neighbors, and they've seen the police as being these less than popular characters in their community in a lot of ways.
Yeah, wife beaters.
Well, then there's that too. And I suspect all of that factors into why people don't want those jobs. But what about the military? They've been offering like bonuses and all kinds of deals for a long time.
Well, according to Military Times, a survey raises serious questions about the future of the all-volunteer force. And that was why I clicked this article, because it makes it sound like, oh, they
bring back the draft.
Yes. The results of a new survey, but that won't fix the problems that they're dealing with, I don't think. The results of a new survey of military and veterans and spouses including details on financial difficulties, raised concerns about the future of the military, said the executive director of the organization that conducted the survey. Fewer military veterans and spouses are likely to recommend military service, according to the findings, and the reasons are related to their own well-being. At the end of the day, families are having a hard time making ends meet, and that's affecting their overall well-being.
Yeah. Not to mention, I think some people are starting to think World War III might be right around the corner, and this is probably a really bad time to be in the military.
Well, yeah.
Whereas 20 years ago, when you're paying off your college debt, and the military is prompting
20 years ago, that they got shipped off to Afghanistan and Iraq, and you know, like the one National Guard troop out of Illinois, I believe the Army Reserve crew. They were supposed to stay there for 365 days to qualify for their college scholarship or whatever. Mm-hmm. They were brought back on day 364. And the government repeatedly did this. So 20 years ago was not a good time to join the
Army. I've never heard anything
they
like this.
They all got screwed over.
I would have heard these horror stories.
They all got screwed. This was my generation. They all got screwed over. Hmm. Almost none. And if they didn't get screwed over that way, they came back missing limbs.
Right. Well, I think PTSD or whatever, and now, you know.
It was actually older than my generation.
I think this, you know, the same generation, the same family members are telling you not to get into the police or the military are the same ones who are starting to think about, yeah, you know what? I think that college thing was a whole scam.
Good.
Yeah.
And so there is an awakening. Mm-hmm. There's definitely an awakening. We've been fed a lot of scams forever and ever. And I think a lot of them are coming to head.
Good.
They're people are seeing through the cracks, and they're like, you know what? Nah, this isn't working. What are we at? Almost $30 trillion in debt.
That said, there was that story that I think we covered last week about, or a couple of weeks ago, about the Americans' belief in certain institutions, and the military was the second most popular institution.
Sadly.
Under small business. So I think we got a ways to go, but if they're having trouble recruiting, that does mean when it comes down to it, they're not getting what they're looking for, which is people, bodies, to send over and die.
But it's 2022. Do they even need bodies any longer?
Because robots are coming?
Because drones are already here.
Mm-hmm.
Robots are next. You see these robot dogs running.
Oh, they're scary.
Straight Terminator 2 robot
dogs. Yeah, you can't knock them over, and they're, you know, mount a gun to them. And
do we need a huge worldwide culling of human life via armaments, or are they doing it in other ways now?
Via vaccines,
mm-hmm. via feeding us crap.
They're already lining up in New York City for the new monkeypox vaccine. Have you seen those pictures?
Oh,
is it a new vaccine? Because I
don't know if it's new, but they're lining up for it.
Yeah, I thought the monkeypox vaccine was a classic vaccine, and it's been around for decades.
I think it's like the smallpox vaccine, right? It's the same thing.
I don't know.
People are ready to roll up their sleeves for another one. That's
I know
for sure.
The elites are always looking for ways to take out parts of the population, and it's always been war.
Mm-hmm.
But do they need war anymore?
It's a good question. The number here is 603-283-6160. More from the Military Times coming up here in moments on military recruiting difficulties, which is not a new thing. They've been having trouble for
years.
On this. So we'll hear what the latest is. Coming up, you can join us as well on Free Talk Live.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Biden is expected to sign an executive order on climate change this week. The White House press secretary adding, though, that Biden will not declare a climate emergency, but did tell reporters everything is on the table. White House officials are providing an update on Russia's attempted takeover of Ukraine. National Security Council Coordinator for Strategic Communications John Kirby is asked about Vladimir Putin's visit to Iran after Iranian leaders pledged to give Russia armed drones.
One, it shows the degree to which Mr. Putin and Russia are increasingly isolated. Now they have to turn to Iran for help. Two, it shows the degree to which his own defense industrial base is having a hard time keeping up with his unprovoked war in Ukraine.
You're listening to USA Radio News. The Senate is expected to vote on the CHIPS Act this week. The bill aims to decrease the United States' dependence on China's supply of semiconductor chips by ramping up domestic production. On Capitol Hill, Texas Republican Senator John Cornyn says discussions on the bill are going well.
I think that the House product was the superior product, and I think as best we can adhere to it, we should.
The chips are used in both military and civilian technology, and Senator Cornyn says the legislators recently discussed how the issues affect national security. The defense in the Parkland, Florida school shooting trial is requesting that jurors ignore Nicholas Cruz's behavior in court. That request came as the prosecution called the student who spoke to Cruz before he killed 17 people at Madre Stoneman Douglas High School in 2018. Cruz sitting in court with his head down while the student testified. USA Radio News.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. RL, 5 stars. Been taking this for 2 months now. I feel better. Have more energy. April, my husband started taking Extendivite, and he said he feels much better and has more energy. EW, need to try. Everyone needs this for their health. Great product, great people. Josie, it works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. JC, great product. Has worked well these last few years. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
You can stick it to the man and big tech. Join our FTL social mastodon at social.freetalklive.com.
It is Free Talk Live, and you can join us by bringing up whatever's on your mind. Just dial in here at 603-283-6160. As the military continues to have difficulty recruiting people to die for the government. Weird. We'll get into that here.
Not for the government, Ian, for your country.
Oh, yeah, for freedom.
For freedom. Because freedom's not free.
That's the propaganda, but that's not
true. I tell
you,
that's on the sign at what the recruiters who go to your high schools.
Mm-hmm.
That's the sign on the table where they're sitting there with their all the bonuses they're going to get you and all the the recognition and the whole nine.
What worked on you? You were in the military, Cummings.
I come from a military family.
Okay.
First of all,
so you're prepped.
So my granddad was huge into it, and of course, like every one of my aunts and uncles on my dad's side are military. Mm-hmm. Some of them are still military.
So you got propagandized from birth.
Oh, absolutely, absolutely. And I was a Boy Scout and, the whole nine. I knocked my girlfriend up real early on.
That will do it.
I had a kid on the way. Mm-hmm. I had a dead-end job that I was working that would not have paid the bills. Mm-hmm. And I just said, you know what? All the rest of my family did it. Why not?
As well.
And I got in and I got out just in time, too. I got it right before the... let's go invade some more brown people in sandy countries. But a lot of my friends did get called back.
Mm-hmm.
Because when I got out, I was still inactive. I was still inactive for 4 years. And this is 9/11 period.
Yeah, you got lucky.
And I lucked out.
Wow.
Because I was a single parent with a kid, and that would have been very bad for me. But no, it was just it was family propaganda for sure. Because it really wasn't, I don't ever remember any recruiters at my school.
They must have been there.
They were all over my school.
That was a real small school,
festival
though.
That I just went to was sponsored in part by the U.S. Army. I didn't see that coming. They even had a little booth set up there way in the back, right, that no one ever visited. But
wow.
You better
believe that 700-plus billion budget, military budget, they're spending it at schools, and they're spending it for flyovers over football games.
Remember they came out with the Army video game like a decade back? Or
every Call of Duty game is essentially an advertisement for the U.S. military.
Sure. Yeah, they spend a lot of money on advertisement, and it's starting to kind of suck. They're not really doing it these days.
Aren't they going woke?
I mean, yeah, exactly. They'll play the Russian propaganda, military propaganda, right next to the woke.
Yeah, and it's like U.S. night and day.
It's like I'm not going to go join this pansy ass military. This is not what my granddad talked about. Mm-hmm. You know, crawling through the sand, you know, under the barbed wire and getting shot at. What is this?
What do you mean the military ads are going woke? Because I haven't seen any of these.
Oh, you haven't heard about that?
No.
There's one where it's like a woman talking about how her
same-sex parents are in this. Yeah, yeah.
And there's this whole thing with showing how, you know, woke the U.S. Army or whichever branch it is.
It's not about killing your enemy. It's about feelings.
Yeah.
And it's like, but this is not what... What?
Meanwhile, and I've seen exactly what you're talking about, where they juxtapose the Russian propaganda versus the American, and it's like...
Like ours was like 30 years ago.
Yeah, it's, you know, showing the tough Russian dudes crawling through the mud and getting, you know, all the stuff that you would expect a military ad to be, and then over in the United States, it's like, well, here's how we're accepting of all people in the military. Everyone can kill for us in the U.S. military. You know?
But you know what? We really don't need to crawl through the mud anymore, because we got that kid, robots. we got that 18-year-old who grew up playing Call of Duty, who's in a bunker
with
in the desert, and that's not on Google Maps,
mm-hmm.
and all he's just flying drones all day. Of course, he's getting PTSD, and at the end of his 4 years, he's saying, oh, you know what? All I did was fly missiles in the school buses and churches and hospitals.
That's the thing, man. It becomes so much like a video game to them that it doesn't cause PTSD. Just like playing Call of Duty for, you know, 8 hours a day won't cause PTSD.
Yeah, what we're dealing with.
It's just a video game to them.
If you guys haven't read Ender's Game, that's the level that we're at right now. We're developing a soldier that doesn't even know what's really going on. He has not made the connection with life, his missile, his drone, human life, and the controller in his hands.
Scary.
Because he's not in the midst of it anymore.
Mm-hmm.
I've heard stories of Vietnam, of the soldiers in Vietnam, who would intentionally not, especially the really, really young ones, they would shoot over the tops, up into the trees, of their enemy because they didn't want to go there.
Wow.
Because there's a human on the other side of that hill, a real human.
And they were drafted, so they're psychos who wanted to go kill people.
Exactly. And they intentionally shot over the heads because they didn't want to go there and cross that line. Because that is, seriously, that's a... Some people can't go back after that.
Sure. On the subject of military advertising, though, I'd rather them, you know, be woke and whatever. I'd rather them be unappealing to the kinds of people who want to go commit murder, right? Like, I didn't care for, you know, Godsmack and all of these other rock bands having their music used for, you know, U.S. Navy commercials or whatever. They pumped people up. They got people excited about joining. Why the hell would you want military advertisers to be like
Arya,
that?
This is where we've gone. We've gone from these...
We haven't gone anywhere. The U.S. government has, and for all I care, they could fall off a cliff.
They've made the decision to go here.
Good. So now, let it be as ineffective as it can be.
Who's the sniper who's basically a psychopath who wrote the book and they made movies about
it? Sniper guy?
Yeah,
Chris something, I think.
Anyways, that's what they were going for. That's what they were looking for. Now they're going for the person who's driving a stinking mom van with Coexist on the back window. That they're going for a whole nother... I mean...
So?
But what it's worth, at least they were going for killers, and now they're trying to draft...
People who aren't even killers.
Exactly. They're trying to recruit everybody now.
Good.
They're scraping the bottom of the barrel.
Because that's what they have to do.
I see no issue with the U.S. military sucking.
I agree with you.
To me, that's a feature.
Well, I'll tell you what. When you consider that we're spending more, our military is spending more than what? The whole rest of the world combined? Military-wise?
That's been the case for a long time, though.
Yeah.
Oh, well, what other troubles did they run into, Arya, that you wanted to share here?
Well, according to Shannon Razadin, who is the president of the Military Family Advisor Network, which is the place that did the survey, we see the connection between well-being and loneliness, well-being and housing, well-being and food security. When you layer that on the top of the fact that fewer people are likely to recommend military service, it paints a very clear picture of concern relating to the future. This is the fourth survey they've done, and evidently the number of people who would recommend military life has fallen from 74% to 62% in 2021.
Okay. Still too many.
Yeah, they didn't give a lot of really boring numbers, but she talks about how it was troubling. It was just the fact that families don't like the military life and how it feels for them. Based on their answers, the reasons were related to frequent separations and the fact that military life is not conducive to family life. How bizarre. Noting that the fact that the survey was conducted on the heels of the U.S. military's exit from Afghanistan didn't show up in the findings.
Well, I know that Bonnie, my girlfriend, she grew up what they call an army brat, I guess.
Yep.
Kids in the, parents.
Yeah, that makes sense. I put two and two together. I see that.
And, she's never in the same place for very long. They're always moving around. You don't get to, make connections with local people or anything like that. You only get to connect with people that are on the military base, and then some number of months or years later, you're on another military base. I mean, that's got to be tough.
It's also expensive, right? Out of all of those people who recently experienced a permanent change of station, they had negative or very negative experiences with the reimbursement of moving costs.
So the military screwing their own people while they're working for them.
Yeah, 40% of people reported that issue. 38% reported effects on spouse employment. Obviously your spouse has to get a new job or transfer or whatever.
Right, and usually that means working on the military base at some
and the cost
grocery
of
store.
They all work at the commissary.
Yeah.
And the cost of living could go up in your new place, or it could go down, which I guess would be an okay thing. But, if it goes up, you're not getting more money to, be stationed in New York City versus being stationed in Iowa.
Sure.
So there's a lot of good reasons. Housing costs, of course, are up.
There's a military base in New York City. But,
your housing and your food are, it's dependent on your location.
Okay.
So you will be paid more according to where you're at.
Oh, they will adjust it.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Oh, okay.
Out of those people who lived in privatized housing, only 64% said the condition of their housing has changed. 8%, however, said they had gotten worse. And 28% said conditions have gotten better. So the housing situation, they go into a bunch of numbers here that aren't overly interesting.
But the important part is that fewer people are recommending this experience to others.
And that's a good thing in my opinion.
Matters. There's more coming up here. The number 603-283-6160. And you can share your thoughts. Maybe you've been in the military and you can weigh in. It's Free Talk Live.
Hey, trader, listen up. The markets have changed. Have you changed your trading strategies? Vantage Point can help you conquer volatility. Learn to trade with artificial intelligence. Text the word money to 813-813 and discover how to predict stock market trends 1 to 3 days in advance with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. No matter which way the market moves, Vantage Point's patented AI can give you a massive edge. Text money to 813-813 to get what you need to stay ahead of markets and find your best entries and exits. Text the word money to 813-813.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting, you agree to the terms available at vantagepointsoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and texts using automated technology about offers or info by or on behalf of Vantage Point. Your consent is not a condition to purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text money to 813-813.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hardworking people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's N-U-T-R-I Medical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Appreciate what we do? Help us advertise, market, and promote for just $5 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
It's Free Talk Live. Phones are open. You can join us. Your thoughts on the military recruiting situation, if you want to jump in, if you want to talk about your experience and why you wouldn't recommend the military anymore, because a lot of people, more than, I don't know if it's ever, but more than in many recent years, are no longer recommending military service to their loved ones and their friends, according to the poll that you were sharing with us, Aria. With you tonight, it is Ian.
Aria. And Conan.
And want to say thank you to Ron Dinion, who is a Free Talk Live Silver supporter of our AMPS program. Ron is contributing about $5 a month to the AMPS. That stands for Advertise, Market, Promote, and Support. It's a way for you to help us continue this mission of spreading the ideas of freedom as far and as wide as possible on as many radio stations as possible. And you get some cool benefits, too, when you join over at amps.freetalklive.com. That takes you right over to our Patreon page. That's amps.freetalklive.com as we go to your calls and thoughts. Rudy is on the line in Arizona listening to K-Talks. Go ahead, Rudy.
Hey, guys. Hey, everybody.
What's on your mind?
Back in, it was probably 2005, 2006, with the Bush military authorization bill, they slipped in there that you had to, if you took federal money, which every school does, you had to allow the recruiters to go and talk to your classes. I think it was down to the seventh grade.
Yep.
And
jeez,
you had to do that. And the American people, we fought like hell for months and months trying to get it taken out, but it stayed. So every kid gets indoctrinated by the guy in the uniform. And a couple more things. You know, all the casualties in Iraq and like Afghanistan,
mm-hmm.
I think it was over 40% of those were from National Guard. Remember when they were pulling up people from every National Guard unit in the country? Because before we went into Iraq, there was a head honcho in the military going before Congress, and he said, "We don't have the troops. You know, we've got like 90,000 people in Afghanistan right now, and to go into Iraq, we're going to need so many, you know, 200,000 more troops." And they basically got rid of him because he said that. And that's when they started just bringing people in from the National Guard.
The Weekend Warriors.
Yep, yep.
And one more thing. I know two people that signed up so they could get their citizenship. One was a Vietnamese guy that bit my wife's nails. The other guy was a Guatemalan guy that was a tire jockey. And they got killed.
Jeez.
And last point, when Trump was in there, like to say, they give the you can become an American citizen. When Trump was president, he got rid of 160,000 people that joined the military to get their citizenship, and let them go before they had their commitment done, so they didn't get their citizenship.
Wow.
There you go, Aria.
They constantly renege on their promises. I mean, this is
the government, right?
Yeah. We've heard about these things. I mean, we've known for years about how they screw veterans over, right? And the Veterans Administration is giving them bad care and just killing them, basically. There's been stories about that forever.
It's your government-provided health care right there. That's why that's their canary in the coal mine right there. Take note.
What's the name of the main hospital for the vets in Washington, D.C.?
Something VA.
The reporter went through there. It was incredible how deplorable it was. I mean,
And imagine this. Some people out there still want government-run health care in the United States, even after seeing the VA. You would expect, the VA to be the best medical care. I would expect... Well, no, it's not. I would expect the U.S. government to do everything they could to take care of, the people who went out there and fought and bled and possibly died for the U.S. government. Instead, they get treated like crap.
Well, I'll tell you what. You retire from the military. You guys, even enlisted, especially you officers, though, they get big fat pensions.
If you dedicate your life to the U.S. government, I imagine they will take it. And you survive.
And you survive. That's where they get you. But I mean, I have bros who got in when I was in, but stayed in, already retired, young 40 year olds who are gone off and got another job.
Sure.
So they're living off this. They're double dipping. Yeah, they got these fat pensions.
They're probably working for the government too, right?
Military usually does just that. They go do contractor jobs, fixing equipment, and the whole nine.
Go ahead, Rudy.
The prosperity that the United States went through in the 50s and 60s, that was directly related to the GI Bill. People that fought in World War II, we had a real good GI Bill, which basically we paid people to go to school. And boom, for every dollar that we put into their education, we got $7 back. It was the greatest, it raised our ability to make money. That's why we ran the world for a couple of days.
Yeah, back when college was worth going to. It's not that way anymore. Guess what degree I got when using my GI Bill? A liberal arts degree.
Useless.
A useless basket weaving degree.
Thanks, Rudy, for the call tonight. Appreciate hearing from you. The number is 603-283-6160. One of the other things I've heard that they do with people that have been effed up in the head, like they didn't lose limbs or whatever, but they just got
PTSD.
Whether it's PTSD or some other
actual physically suffering. Knocked in the head, yeah.
They will deny them coverage at the VA because they'll say, you didn't get that from the military. You were crazy before you joined the military, so we don't have to
cover
that.
Maybe some of them.
Yeah, well, maybe, but for all the talk about taking care of their veterans, there's a lot of them that they just get kicked to the curb.
And those are the guys that are living in the woods underneath a bridge.
A piece of cardboard or something. Yeah.
I've met those guys before,
by the way.
What
is the percentage, I don't recall now, of homeless people in the United States who are former veterans? It's fairly high.
I bet it's high, but I don't know.
And the number of veterans who commit suicide is also fairly high.
Of course, if you're sitting at the off ramp or the enter ramp, and you're looking for someone to give you a dollar or some food, the best way to do it is say that you're a veteran. So I'm wondering how many of them are is the word?
Stolen valor.
Stolen valor. Yeah.
They pretend.
There's no valor in joining the U.S. military, though.
Let's go to Sarah in New Mexico. Sarah, you're on Free Talk Live.
Oh.
Wow, she didn't start with yes.
She's so caught off guard, though.
Did you know that Iran's going to help Russians with launching out drones from their side to launch drones to shoot at the Ukrainians?
All right.
Okay. So are you guys surprised with the Iranians? Because I was watching the Rick Steves travel shows like I do, and it turns out that their oil was nationalized for maybe a decade or so. So nationalized means socialized, which means mm-hmm. communism.
Whose
right?
oil? Iran?
Yeah, that's why. Wasn't there I forgot his name. There was a prince that was selling the Iranian oil to the
So wait, it's not
oil?
Nationalized now, but it was in the past?
Yes, it was. So, in other words,
does Iran have princes? So, I thought they had the Ayatollah and the president.
Not sure.
Well, I mean, was it that guy that prince?
That guy.
And then and then what happened? And then he had business with the U.S. oil companies, and they got and then he lived high off the hog.
What the hell are you talking about, Sarah?
No idea.
That guy with the thing on his head.
I think she's talking about the Saudi Arabian royal family, which does have princes and stuff like that. Or, I mean, she could be talking about half a dozen.
She's talking about Iran, and Iran does apparently have a president, according to Wikipedia.
I thought.
But what's
so,
the
I
point
mean,
of your call?
I mean, yeah, if they're launching drones from Iran, my government has been telling me for years and years and years that Iran is my enemy. I mean, they're not, but I mean, I've been told that, and now they're telling me that Russia's my enemy. They're not. I guess they are. So, I mean, of course they're going to work together.
Yeah, it's weird. The U.S. government made enemies out of Iran and Russia, and now those enemies
are
working
up.
Together.
And, if they want to get North Korea in there, too, you know what? I would not be surprised, and I'm not going to be mad about it either.
They can be the new Axis of Evil, as Bush called them back in 2003.
But what's the point of your call?
My whole point is that they nationalized the oil, which means they have socialist, communist
And then they didn't. And then they unnationalized it, right? Because you said they don't have that anymore.
But I have no idea how is controlling it. How it's distributed. I mean, I don't know if the country, the state owns it or not. But my whole point is that most of the Middle Eastern countries have been socialist, communist.
Why don't you move there then?
Well, you know, I'm here. You've had people offer to pay for your
ticket if you'll just like fly to China. I bet you they'd pay for your ticket if you could get one to Iran.
We could start the fundraiser tonight.
We'll just put you on a boat, and we'll send you over there.
You know that guy that's in jail in Russia that hates Putin? It's like telling him to move to America. Do you think it's that easy?
They're putting people in jail in Ukraine who are pro-Putin.
Thank you for the call tonight. I wish it was easy for people to move around the world, and then we would have a better world because people could go to the places that they thought was right for them. We don't live there yet, though. Hour 3 is coming.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine Tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to gcnteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.